Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Le'ilei Nishmas, Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Shviyos. We are in the fifth perek. We're going to start off over here discussing the white figs. So the Mishnah begins, white figs, beno shuach, which usually take 3 years to ripen. So Shviyos Shalahem Shnia, the second year after Shemitah, that's when they're considered Shemitah fruits. Because it takes them 3 years to grow. It takes 3 years for them to grow. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ha parsos shviyas shalahem motzi shviyas shein osin l'shei shanim. This special type of fig known as a parsa takes 2 years to grow. And so therefore, since that is the case, their Shemitah fruit is going to be the year after Shemitah, because it takes 2 years for them to grow. So Amr Lolo, Amr Ela B'no Shuach. So the Chachamim said back to him that they only said this rule in regard to B'no Shuach, that however, parsos are treated like anything else, and it's not clear exactly. They said that parsos are classified by the year in which they're picked, just like the vegetables, and so that would mean that you don't go back to the time when it grew and nurtured itself. You look at the time when it's when it's been picked, and so once you look at that, it's a different ball game. Now, Hatomina Saluf B'Shviyas. What happens if you bury luf during the Shemitah year, right? So Rabbi Meir Omer Lo Yifchos Misasayim. Right, in such a situation, he says, in order to make it not look like you're planting, you have to make sure to at least plant in the storage hole two sa. Concentrating that amount is so large that people assume you're not planting. It's too much to plant. Gova shalosh tvachim, pile to a height of three tvachim. The minimum height of the pile must be three tvachim. So in order to get rid of the problem, people would assume it to be too crowded. V'tefach afar agabav, and then you can put a tefach of dirt on top. And again, that also indicates that the luf is there to be stored. They said it can't be less than a sa. It says it has to be more than four kaf. So I go a tefach, and the size has to be a height of a tefach. The tefach offer agabav, and then just have one tefach on top. But tomlo b'makom drisas adam, and then of course be able to try to hide it or bury it in a place that people walk around, which prevents sprouting. And so that will cause people not to be able to go ahead and assume that you're planting, because who plants in a place where things can't sprout? And so therefore, the only intention must be, therefore, in storage. We'll stop here, Bez Hashem. We'll continue tomorrow. Everyone have a great day.